The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, man?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
I've never been better.
I like your t-shirt.
Man, I'm finally getting closer to doing my dream.
Where'd you get that? The airport or something? I haven't seen that one.
Oh, man. I'm going to open up my own t-shirt company. I told you, a baseball t-shirt company.
Wait, you're doing it? You got
yes.
it? Oh, congratulations.
Thank
Wait,
you.
Is that one of them?
One of them.
Oh, nice.
Well,
work.
It's not ready to go yet.
Okay, so you
found the person? Perry Sailor, me and him.
It worked out. Okay.
Yes.
You didn't tell me.
I asked Snooko to make that,
I knew that.
Website like 5 years ago.
Yeah. And he said
finally,
to get in contact with him.
Right. And I was asking Snooko, I'm like, I want to do this. I want to sell these t-shirts or whatever.
Yeah.
And he'd always be like, okay, I'm opening and looking at a Shopify.
Okay.
And it just never happened. So we were talking about it one day, and that guy messaged me. He's like, I can help you do that.
So I knew that you wanted to get a hold of him. I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that you actually got a hold of him. I certainly didn't know
we'll
that you
were selling t-shirts next week, man.
Congratulations. That's
awesome.
Now
I just need these Royals to make a playoff push.
They're going all right.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will. They're
sell some t-shirts,
playing
baby.
Pretty well. So what's going on in your world?
Nothing, really.
Nothing.
First day of school, man.
It's
I always
the
hate that.
14th.
I know. It's bad. I hate it, but...
I guess I still thought that you meant next Wednesday. That really sucks, man.
Yeah.
Summer's short.
Short.
Just because if they're
I
back
see all
at school,
these people like, oh,
like
man, you know, my
too.
Kids are back at school. More free time for me, which is okay. You know, it doesn't bother me, but I always just feel the opposite. I'm like, man.
Yeah.
Because now you just, you know, you're not going to get any time.
Yep.
You know, by the time they get home from school, they'll be home before me. Then I'll get home. What, you make dinner?
Yeah.
Maybe they have practice, maybe they don't, and they go to bed because they got to get up at 6 in the morning. Like, you just, you know, there's, like, no the sitting around till 2 o'clock in the morning watching a movie or, you know, going to
yeah,
play golf
nights.
Or whatever. All that stuff you just miss out on. Waking up in the morning and playing video games together, you just miss out on it. And it's like, every time I see it, I'm like, man, you know, my oldest is a junior now.
I was going to say, that's the other thing is that each year, you know, that's one step closer to...
I don't like to think about it, so it's not.
I know. Yeah, but
you got to buy some t-shirts to get that kid into college.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Buy that college tuition is expensive, baby.
Man, I didn't think about the late nights and just because that's.
Yeah,
I mean,
just watching Marvel movies
yeah.
or playing, you know, college football 25 against each other, you know.
And now you got to get up at 6 in the morning and
oh, man.
And drive to school.
I almost couldn't do it. I can do it. And they're old enough now that sometimes if I overslept, they wake me up.
I mean, I know you can do it, but is there any path in your head that says this is how I'm
well, today
get
I had to
this.
Lay down. Like after I got everybody to school and cleaned up the house a little bit, then it was like, all right, man, I got to lay down for an hour.
Yeah.
Or I'm not going to make it through work.
Yeah. What time did you go
Because
to
I
bed?
Know this isn't like manual labor, but you do have to come in and perform a little bit.
You have to be awake.
Right. And you have to be energetic. And you can't be like,
ugh. If you feel like crap, it's a bad
day. You can't.
Day.
You can't just, you know, it's hard.
I can hear it. I hear.
Yesterday
hear
I was dying at the end of it because I've
so
gotten
tired.
Up early. It was like, oh, man. So try to go to bed early yesterday. I feel better now. But
yeah. Yeah. I can definitely hear it in those old clips when I was, oh, I was tired that day. You know what I mean? Or whatever. You notice it. But it's so hard for me. There's morning people and then there's us.
Yeah.
And I think morning people generally are probably more successful. I'm just guessing.
Right. They say that.
Are they? Okay. I mean, it seems like the morning people I know get a lot of stuff done. Some of them own their own businesses, whatever.
Yeah, and there's nothing else to do in the morning.
Exactly.
So if you're a night person, well, I don't necessarily have to focus on bettering myself or work.
Nope.
Yeah, there's new TV shows out. There's
TV.
Bars that are open. There's people, you know what I mean? So
yep, you've got kind of the world to yourself, and you're just watching TV. But if you do want to accomplish stuff, there's not a whole hell of a lot you can because it's closed.
Right.
So the morning people, if they want to accomplish something, they'll
go do it.
They'll go do it. They can be the first ones at the DMV when they open, all that stuff. That's not me.
No.
It's like this morning, I had to take my dog to the vet at 8 in the morning. And when I make the appointment, I'm like, oh, that's fine. You know, I'll just have to get up early that day and then just be there. But as I'm doing it, I'm just thinking, man, why are they there this early? That means that when I get there, they're already there. there.
Because they're motivated.
Why are they there already? And just all these people that have to get up every day at 5, 6 in the morning. I mean, I've done it. I did construction, man.
I never got used to it. That's the thing. We're doing construction, meeting my crew at,
that was the
you
worst.
Know, 5:45 at Home Depot every morning.
Yeah, for me, it was on the other side of town.
And so they aren't all doing it, you know, but I never got used to that. Like, neither. I was always just tired.
I come home and fall asleep. When I was doing construction cleanup with those guys, every day I come, you know, you're done at like 2 o'clock. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
So I would come home and I would fall asleep every single day. Yeah, and I think it led to, like, on the weekends, I had this feeling like, boy, I better have fun.
No,
because I'm
going
to have to do this again all week long. Yeah. So you're like, as soon as Friday night hits, like, all right, give me something. I need to wake up.
I'm sure there's guys who do construction and have done it, you know, their entire lives who don't feel this way. But as a guy like me who did it, like, you know, 4 or 5 years in a row, like, it always reminded me of football, too, in the sense that I was just always sore.
Yeah.
Like, my arm hurts. Why? Well, I don't know. You carry that drywall up awkwardly. Like, God damn it.
Yep.
Everything was sore, even though I was in the best shape of my life.
You'd be healthier. Like, exactly. You are healthier. But yeah.
But still, like, my knees hurt.
Just worn out. And in the summertime here, like, when it got hot and I'm working in June and July,
I can't imagine.
It was 105 degrees. Yeah, and you're just going through gallons of water a day.
Yeah.
Literally. You bring these giant thermoses that are supposed to be for 100 people and you drink all of it in a day. But there are people that either they're already morning people. Or I do think some people get used to it. The people who do morning radio that you talk to, some of them say, never get used to it.
Yeah.
I've talked to people who have done it for years. They say, never get used to it. Others
say, I like
it. No, I
did do overnights for a long time, and I like that.
Yeah, but that's because we're kind of awake overnight. Anyway, we prefer to be going to bed
but
at 1 o'clock
like,
is just like we know we need to go to bed. We're not tired most of the time.
But I really enjoyed sleeping during the day.
Yeah.
But people are like, oh, I couldn't do that. Like, I'd get off at 7 o'clock in the morning. And then, you know, I did that in Detroit, and it's such a big union town.
Yeah.
That there were bars that they open at that time.
Right.
And they're packed.
Right.
Because a guy's doing the overnight shift. So you roll in there, just fill with, you know, a bikini bar filled with guys, get hammered.
Yeah.
And
it's
you
your
know,
nighttime.
Have to be home at like, then you get home at like 10 a.m.
Yep.
And then you go to sleep and do it all again. I actually really enjoyed that.
I guess that's when I only did mornings for about 6 months, but that's basically my schedule.
For
I came
a solitaire
home from
guy like me, it's almost perfect.
Yeah. That's what I did. I came home at you know, 11 a.m. or whatever. I would eat dinner, watch a movie, and then I would go to bed around noon, 12:30, something like that. Then I would sleep until 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, wake up. I'd eat my breakfast around the time everyone else eat dinner. And then if anyone was going to go do something that night, I could go. And then I'd come home, do some work. I'd get to work at 3 a.m., and people are like, why are you making this schedule so hard on yourself? I was like, if you ask me to wake up every day
at
5 o'clock and be here on time, I can put alarms on the other side of the room, on the side of the house. I'm going to be late to work.
Right.
So I have to
change the
schedule.
When I first started, my favorite
so
thing was for my phone to get a text at like 5:45 a.m. Like, hey, we going to the point?
Right.
Like, and there's people out here partying at 6 a.m.
Right.
Like, but that's their after work drink.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's nighttime. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I guess I didn't have a huge problem sleeping during the day, but I didn't prefer it. I liked that you kind of had the world to yourself, because when you're out and about, there's really, I mean, especially when I was coming to work. And so that was kind of nice. But I did start to feel a little bit isolated. I guess you were going to the bars.
Yeah, we go to the bars. And then sometimes you feel like, oh, look, I'm fooling. Like, even though you're not productive, it did sometimes like, oh, look at this. I'm at a breakfast place at 7 a.m.
Well, yes.
And I'm reading the newspaper, and you're like, look how productive I am. Although, I mean, I haven't gone to sleep yet. I'm the opposite. This is, my dinner, but yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of that. There's something wildly productive feeling about eating breakfast. Not any other meal, but eating breakfast by yourself at a diner, at the bar, at an appropriate breakfast time. And I don't know why that is.
I agree. But I think it's because we're night people.
Well,
I think it's because it's hard for us. Right.
I've got bacon and eggs and
it's breakfast
ham,
time.
Coffee?
Yeah.
7:30 a.m.? Like, what in the hell? Look at me.
Imagine the things I could accomplish. Exactly.
Then I go home and go to sleep.
Yep. I think it's because we're night people.
Yeah.
But you're right. When you leave, like I would leave work at 10:30, whatever time. If you needed to do something, stuff was open. If you need to run errands, if you need to go to the DMV, whatever, that stuff is open. Doing afternoons for so long, we just kind of come here first. You know, we have time in the morning that we waste. Exactly. If you're like, we have all that free time in the morning, why don't you get another job? Or I can't imagine what you get accomplished. I'm like, nothing.
Because I'm just kicking dudes' ass at Fortnite.
Exactly.
If
I'm awake.
College football 25. I'm practicing so I don't lose at night to those two pricks I raised.
That's all you're doing right now, isn't it? You get home
practicing that football game.
Just keep playing.
I thought I had my youngest last night. I was like,
You know he's looking at
he
YouTube for
two kickoffs for touchdowns.
He's looking at tips and tricks on YouTube. You know that. You got to do the same.
I am.
Okay. Sorry.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
You said that you don't understand the new NFL kickoff rule.
I don't.
2024?
Like, I've seen it. You know, I've watched all the preseason games, but I don't get it. And then as soon as I thought I started to get it, they called a penalty the other day and with the Chiefs, right? And then gave them the ball at the 30, and then they were like, oh, no, that's the wrong call. They shouldn't have done that. But the refs didn't know. So I'm like, well, if they don't know, if the Chiefs don't know,
it takes them a while.
The refs don't know, then I certainly have no idea.
It's going to take them a minute.
I'm an idiot.
It'll definitely that's happened before, though.
But I'm not
it
playing.
It takes them a minute. Yeah, but there's even been teams who forget in overtime, like, what the rules are. It seems like coaches forget overtime rules all the time on TV.
Yeah,
geez,
the Super Bowl,
this is a big
they
game.
Just, the 49ers, something like that.
Right, I know. So, well, then this is right up your alley, Lazo, because, first of all, it's USA Today, which I feel like is targeting kind of my intellectual level. I mean, a little bit above mine, but it's not so far above mine like the Times or the Post, right? They use a lot of pictures, a lot of colors, a lot of pictures. And I saw today, as I was browsing, it said, the new NFL 2024 kickoff rule explained. Well, there you go. I'll explain it to you, Lazo, and then you'll know.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Talking about football.
Yeah, football.
It's almost football season.
It's supposed to be like 100 again now. So
I know we've got a week of heat at least now. But it reminded us of the group chats that we have when it's football season, talking to Nick Wright, talking to Danny Park and stuff. And we've got these group chats, and some of them, you know, sometimes you just text Nick. Sometimes I just text Nick. Sometimes for a long time there was a group chat with the three of us that was used heavily.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, Snowcone mentioned that he wasn't, you know, part of
chance,
and I think maybe
there's
even
one with like Nick and me and you and Danny.
Exactly.
Yeah. So and they're really just football stuff when it's going on. It's me trying to mess with Nick.
That's it. That's all it is.
And then whenever Michigan plays, Nick trying to mess with me.
Yep. And Nick will stop texting for a while when he's upset or whatever.
Block
it's
us.
Funny. Yeah, it's funny. But so at some point you added Snowcone.
Well, yeah, he
to
said
the
he
chat.
Wanted to be added.
Right. Because it would come up during
I
sports.
I wanted to be added.
Yeah, I think Nick said something about it, and I think you said, like, yeah, well, I'm not a part of it, so
yeah,
I would
right.
know. I don't know if you're being serious or not, but Nick was like, just add him.
Okay.
So, and Laszlo added you.
Well, we were texting during a Chiefs game.
It was a big game.
Yeah. And
playoffs or
well,
something.
It was me, you, Danny, and Nick, and we were all texting.
Yeah.
And then I was, you know, trolling you guys.
Right.
You know, talking about how great they were when they were losing. Like, man.
Yeah.
And so you're getting mad, and I was like, oh, I should just, I'll, you know what? Let me add Snowcone. He'll feel a part of this.
Right.
But that wasn't the first thing, though, because there had been a bunch of texts for, like, months about different games where you would troll during Chiefs games or whatever.
Yeah, but what you didn't realize is that those were kind of, that was like, those are different conversations, basically.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
but
then,
I've been on that group text where I saw months of trolling and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
but
it wasn't the first time.
But then it was like you got added to the real chat during the real time. Like,
right,
you got prime time. You got prime time, basically.
Right, I put you
before
on.
You were getting
like
reruns.
New, okay.
So you got added during when Lazo's really going after Nick, when he's going after me. I end up enjoying it because
at
I know it upsets
moment,
Nick so much.
I was texting for whatever, however you want to reword it. There were texts going on in a group chat that you weren't involved in.
Okay.
Now, there may have been ones that you'd been in the
previous.
There
have been attempts before.
But as I'm doing it, and you guys are getting mad at me, I realize, oh, Snowcone's not on this.
Right.
I'll let him in on this so that he can get mad at me as well.
Because it showed up on my phone as a new group chat.
Right.
And I thought, oh, that'll make him feel good.
It wasn't a new group chat for
right,
me.
Because you weren't in the old one. That's
okay.
what I'm saying.
Okay. Right.
So I've got two of them.
Okay. I'm confused, but okay.
So then, I don't even remember what you said. Just more trolling.
Yeah.
And Snowcone responded, which I know usually I'll respond if there's something funny or if I get really mad or whatever.
Yeah.
Nick usually won't say anything during those hours.
Nick will say I'm blocking you.
Yeah. Then when the Lions are playing, then he'll start texting you.
Yes.
And making fun of you.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, I don't know if it was like, well, maybe if I add Snowcone, I'll get some responses here because these guys are being quiet or what. But you added him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw that he responded and I was like, ugh. Of all the responses.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be angry. You can be like, shut up. Seriously, you could say, shut the F up. You know, at least I'm not a Lions fan. Whatever. Whatever
right.
you going to do. Stuff like what Nick does.
But there had been arguing texts going on, and then I put you in it so you could get involved because I was trying to be a nice guy. Like, oh, this thread is getting good.
Yeah.
Nick is losing his mind at me.
Yeah.
talking about how we're no longer friends,
yep.
and that I'm a human piece of garbage.
And he's going to block us all mm-hmm. and all that. Yep. And I was guilty.
And then I put you in it so that you can be a part of it. And then I text something. No one responds. I text something again. I know Nick is fuming.
Yeah.
And I know it's coming. And then Snowcone says, why don't you learn how to read the room? No one's responding to your text.
Yeah.
I'm like, we've been arguing for 4 hours. You weren't involved in the conversation. I tried to be nice to you.
How was I supposed to know?
Right. But of all the responses, so I was just like, you know what? You're right. And then kicked you from the group.
Yeah, but
I haven't been on anymore. And so today,
I'm not missing out.
So today, you were like, hey, did you guys hear that your old friend Danny Parkin's getting a TV show? We're like, yeah, 7 months ago.
We had to rub it in because we text him. But
if
I will say
in that one, you would have known.
If you text him, he will be very nice. He will ask you how you're doing. He will say thanks for reaching out. All you have to do is say hi to him. But the Nick Wright group chat that we had, the three of us, that was sometimes mm-hmm. four, sometimes five, whatever, I haven't been a part of that in a while. I don't know if you've been doing it at all.
I mean,
I've texted him a couple times, and that's really it.
Nick texted us.
Yeah, he texted
the day when it was announced that we were going to The Rock.
Yep.
And what I did know is that neither one of us texted him back.
No, but he hadn't texted. I had sent him a text that he never responded to.
Right,
so I was
just letting it hang out there.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
Yeah.
It's on you now.
Yep. So, anyhow, that's what goes on behind the scenes.
That guy has called me for personal advice over the course of his life several times. I'm happy to listen to him. I called him when I needed some personal advice not too long ago. Mm-hmm. He said, let me call you back. I'm at the Knicks game. I said, okay. He never called me back. So I'm like, you know what? Me and you, we're done professionally.
I guess that. I know he's busy. I don't know what it's like to be him. He's on TV.
I know what it's like to be a douchebag.
He's rich and famous. He's not a douchebag. But I don't know what it's like to be him. But I do know that the more times you put that text out there that he doesn't respond to, the more you kind of sink into your chair as like, you're establishing that I'm a lesser person
mm-hmm.
because you're not responding. So I have to try, and even though everyone in the world knows we're not equal.
Well, I thought it was perfect that neither one of us responded.
Exactly.
He's like, guys, everything okay? Blah, blah, blah.
Just
no response. Then another text.
Yep.
No response. So
yep. Now you're trying to even that just a little bit. We'll never be able to even
Danny's
totally.
Danny's famous.
Right.
Danny always texts me
like, back.
Hey, you want to come on and do sports?
He will say yes.
During football season?
He's on the air. But he always texts back. Always. And he'll apologize if it takes him like an hour. Hey, man, so sorry. I was on the air, whatever. I've never texted Parkins and not had him text back. Oh, so I was going to tell you guys two things before football season starts. I need to get through this quick. One was we were talking about those other football leagues. You know, there's USFL, UFL, XFL, whatever. You see the commercials. I'm confused. I can't be the only one who's confused because we had multiple new professional football leagues all launching at the same time. And the whole idea was that they were going to give us football in the summer, I guess, right, when football season's over. So we were like, hey, we know there's UFL, USFL, XFL. So I figured this out. The UFL is the combination of XFL and USFL. So you had two other leagues, XFL, USFL. They merged, and now we have UFL. So mm-hmm. UFL is okay. The merger of those two other leagues. So I don't know what the deal is. I know The Rock or whatever owned XFL. I don't know if he's still part of this
thing or not.
But,
he owns a part of it. Yeah.
But so now you won't see commercials for different leagues. It'll just be UFL. And NFL, right? And so I was confused when they had a couple leagues at the same time. And then when they started doing UFL, I was like, wait, is this a third league? But no, it's because they merged. So you say that you don't understand the kickoff rule.
I don't.
Well, they stole that from the UFL.
Right, I knew that.
I don't want to say they stole it. I don't know if they stole it. It seems like they did, right? It is the same. It's what the UFL did. It's like when they took the
exactly
spider cameras
right.
from the XFL, yeah. right? So anyway.
And they said Vince McMahon made millions and millions of dollars. The only thing he made on the XFL was that camera.
That's
thing.
What I heard that he made enough money selling those cameras to the NFL to pay for that season and the $1 million to the winning team. Because I think the big game at the end, which is what he called his Super Bowl, I believe, that team won $1 million. The big game at the end, and they won $1 million. And I don't know if that's true, but I'd always heard, it's like one of those urban legends, that he made enough money selling that camera to the NFL to pay for that whole season. Anyway, NFL has overhauled its rules for kickoffs. And you said you've seen some of this, and you've seen people being confused, right?
Yeah, it was in the Chiefs game.
Okay. So, I mean, this is from USA Today, so we should be able to understand this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would think. According to the NFL, the new rules are here to address the lowest kickoff return rate in NFL history during the 2023 season. Because, and I will say, when we were kids, when they kicked the ball off, the guy grabbed it and he ran with it, right? At least half the time? I don't know. What do you think? What would you say at least half the time? Something like that.
Why do they want them to return the ball more? I thought they
didn't want them to. Exactly.
Right, they changed the yard line so that they wouldn't return it.
Exactly.
Just get rid of the kickoff.
Well, it says on kickoffs now, the ball will be kicked from the 35-yard line facing the longer side of the field. On safety kicks, the ball will be kicked from the 20-yard line facing the longer side of the field. It says what's new, the landing zone area between the receiving team's end zone and 20-yard line. That's the landing zone. Setup zone is the area between the receiving team's 30 and 35-yard lines. And restraining line is the receiving team's
too much.
This makes sense to you?
No.
The kicker stands at the 35-yard line. He can't cross the 50-yard line until the ball hits the ground or a player, you know, in the landing zone or end zone, I guess, gets hold of it. Every kicking team player, other than the kicker, lines up on the receiving team's 40-yard line. So it looks weird.
It does.
It looks really weird. Those 10 players can't move until the ball hits the ground or a player returner lanes. So I think what they're saying is they don't want someone to pick up the ball and get smacked. That's why they changed the rules originally, right? Because they would pick up the ball and then they just get creamed.
Yeah, like, I know, like an amount of concussions.
It was the most dangerous play, I think.
Yeah, right.
Said, right?
Just get rid of the kickoff. Nobody cares.
So then they changed it. Now they didn't have any returns. Now they're trying to change it and say, okay, we'll have the returns,
but we'll
eliminate that. Yes.
Just get rid of it.
Well, maybe this will work. I don't know. The kickoff
was stupid.
You start
with the ball at the 30.
It was stupid the last few years because everyone just got the ball at the 30 or whatever.
Right, just give them the ball at the 30. That's how it starts. But you start at the 30.
Maybe we'll see some returns now. I don't know.
I don't care. It wouldn't change. Like, this will change. And I know I sound old and conservative, but I don't like change.
Well, I don't either.
And I don't like that type of change to my football. But you could make it so that we don't even think about it.
Yeah.
And just say, there's no kickoff return. You start the ball at the 30.
We could. But then
not do that?
Well, what about the kickoff returns for touchdowns? Those are fun. I remember
those.
They
are, but if we're going to say, like, hey, this is a way that we can really help players not get hurt.
Yeah.
Well, okay, don't do all these changes with a landing zone and a receiving zone and whatever you're trying to do. Just eliminate it because really, if by the time you go to commercial, which you always do after a touchdown,
yeah,
then you come back, it's an extra point,
yep.
Then you go to commercial again, just come back from commercial with that team on their 30.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even notice.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. I get it.
We wouldn't even notice.
Well,
the only time we'd notice is the start of a game and the start of the second half.
That's the
only time we'd notice.
You're right. Well, I'm sorry, old man. They're changing it. I don't like change either, but
they're changing.
Get ready for it.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
All right, I'm going to get you guys updated, keep you smart, keep you informed through the news coming up.
Please.
And I saw that Snowcone's favorite subject matter, that murderer guy. Well, the guy that Laszlo didn't think is a murderer. Koberger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's in the news again.
He didn't do anything.
Media loves that guy. Media loves that guy almost as much as Laszlo loves that guy. Laszlo says but he's getting railroaded.
Yeah. Mm. I think it's one of those, the only one of those scenes. The cops think they got a suspect and they focus totally on him.
Yeah. Yeah. And that DNA stuff. It was a little weird, the DNA stuff that we read about that day that we talked about it. That they didn't get any results, they didn't get any results, so then they sent it to another lab.
So much blood just leaking out of the house, but none on him.
Yeah.
None in his car.
Yeah.
All right.
And they sent it to another lab, and the other lab said, oh, yeah, no, we've got touch DNA here. Mm. I don't know. That is the thing. If you're a juror and you're sitting there and like, we've got the DNA, you have to have faith that the person who did the DNA test is being honest, that the person who's telling you what the DNA results were is being honest. I mean, the defense has to count on that. They don't, you know.
Oh, they get their own test now.
Like, are we really supposed to believe that you couldn't bribe someone in a lab?
Of course.
I mean, if I worked in a lab.
That's why when you get the most expensive defense attorneys, you get Barry Scheck.
Right.
If you're O.J. Simpson, it's like, yeah, this DNA ain't right.
Right. I mean, I would. Oh, if I was
and
a defense
attorney,
I would always be questioning it. Exactly. You're showing me lines on a screen. Doesn't mean anything to me. And I'm sure the judge would be like, oh, look, this person's the expert. You're not. Like, your mind.
Yeah, well, but there's two experts here.
Exactly.
One says not, one says it is.
Yeah.
And well, that's reasonable doubt to me.
Because you can always find, if you have the money and the time, you can always find an expert that'll tell you.
Absolutely.
BS, which is awesome. And kind of depressing at the same time. Like, that person says they're a doctor. They're in court like 5 times a week for different trials. And they're always just there saying, yeah, BS.
Whichever side pays them.
That's it. Whichever side pays them. Is that how it works everywhere?
Yeah.
You think, like, in other countries, you think they do the same thing?
I don't know.
You're allowed to pay, pay a professor to come up and just say, yeah, this is all BS. I just, you know what the best thing is? I think is to try to avoid
court.
Going to court. If you can. Just avoid going to court. All right. So I'll say about that.
Double helixes.
Double helixes.
I'll give you a double helix.
Okay. I look forward to it. We'll doom scroll next.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.